If you want to attract lots of money into your life, how important is it that you follow your passion? Marie-Claire Carlisle, author of How to Become a Money Magnet, has the answer.
I think lots of people attract money doing jobs that they hate. They go after the money, they take a job for the money, or even more common, they stay in a job for the money. But what tends to happen there is they're not valuing themselves. And so sooner or later, the money seems to trickle out of their bank accounts and they don't know how they've got to the end of a month and they haven't got any money left. The key to being a money magnet is actually to align yourself to what you really want and to follow your heart's desires. And the magic about this is when you align to your heart's desires, you literally connect in with the possibilities of the universe. If you think about a blade of grass growing, it knows how to grow. The acorn grows into a magnificent oak tree. No, it doesn't know what it's got to do. It's just being an acorn. And by just being an acorn and pushing through, it becomes a magnificent oak tree. And in the same sense, if we just be ourselves and allow ourselves to grow and expand by pushing our comfort zones, then we'll be all we can be and we will be truly magnificent. And then the money, gosh, you've forgotten the money, haven't you? Because you were thinking about being truly magnificent. And the money becomes just a byproduct of your self-worth and the value you're giving to the world.
And why do you think it is that some people seem to attract lots of money and then lose it all?
Because if the essential self-value isn't there, the self-worth, or if they're not fully aligned with their heart's desire, then they're out of balance. And so it's going to tip the balance and they'll lose it. There's normally a blockage as well. Quite often it's linked to self-worth. So, for example, I can think of one person I know who's a self-made millionaire, then lost it all and then became a self-made millionaire again. So clearly he has something in his makeup that says, oh, I can do millionaire. I need to prove to the world that I'm good enough. And that way, if I become a millionaire, I'll prove that I'm good enough. The problem is he gets to becoming a millionaire and he realises that underneath he still doesn't feel good enough. So it hasn't solved the problem because that's not really the problem in the first place. But that's part of a much bigger, wider discussion around why we do the things we do.
So how much do you think money is a representation then of who we actually are? Because I know lots of people would say, well, money isn't everything. Money can't buy love. You can be a good person whether you're rich or poor. But actually, how much does money say something about who you are?
Oh, it says a huge amount about who you are. And then again, it says nothing at all. Probably the best way to give you an example is my own personal experience, in the sense that I grew up and I decided at a young age that I had to be very successful so that I could be independent. Now, the problem with that was that underneath that, I decided that I wasn't good enough for somebody to look after me. So I would have to be successful enough to always be able to look after myself. So that was the underneath unconscious drive to me becoming really, really successful. And it worked. Attracted loads of money. I was very independently financially successful. It's fantastic. So on the outside, you look at me and say, gosh, that's a successful woman with a high sense of self-worth. The problem was that underneath, the more money I accumulated and the more successful I became, the more emphasised the fact that I was a little girl feeling that she wasn't good enough to find somebody to look after her. So the money just emphasised the part of me that I was trying to hide. And so sooner or later, I had to jump ship, leave corporate world, get rid of the money, because I had to find out, well, hold on, where had I gone wrong? And that's where I get, if you accumulate money because you're trying to avoid being someone for a different agenda, that's what I call clutter in the head that's getting in the way of the true you. Whereas attracting money is a byproduct of following your heart's desire and giving you true value to the world and being happy, that's the good news, is long lasting. You're going to keep it.
That's Marie-Claire Carlisle. Her book, How to Become a Money Magnet, is published by Hay House.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.